Good morning. This is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the weekly outlook for AgDaily.com for the week of Monday, July 8th. Starting out the week overnight, we had December corn down 6¾ cents at 417¼. September wheat down 12 cents, 578½. And November beans down 19¼ cents at 1110¼. Lower prices overnight due to more rains hitting the eastern part of the country. We had rains from Illinois east. Some of the dry areas certainly getting a good drink of water out here. Hurricane Beryl is bringing rain into the south. Texas, Louisiana, Alabama, Mississippi, all going to get some rain out of this. Plus some of the states a little bit north from there, Arkansas, Tennessee, in that area. So rain makes grain, and down we went. Now on Friday, we had, I thought, very good closes out here, game-changing closes. But I also said on my comments on Friday night that we needed to close higher on Monday to confirm it. Obviously, it doesn't look like we're going to get confirmation. Well, it's not where the market opens, it's where it closes. But I think we'll be under pressure here most of the day. We did have a sale this morning, 136,000 metric tons of corn to unknown, 51,000 old crops, 85,000 new crop. I don't think that'll have much of an impact out here. We'll get the commitment of traders reports tonight. They were delayed because of the holiday last week. They should show the funds heavily short corn, either near or at record short positions in the corn, heavily short the beans. I'm short about 320,000 contracts of corn, short 24,000 wheat, short 100,000 beans, short 50,000 oil, but long 78,000 meal. But certainly the corn and the beans are the big ones. But it looks like the funds are in control here. And with the rains, certainly look like lower prices out here. We'll have export inspections at 10 o'clock. We'll get crop progress today at 3 o'clock. That should show pretty much steady conditions around the country. Some places a little worse, some places a little bit better. During the week, we'll get the export sales on Thursday. We'll get the WASDE report on Friday, and most people are looking for those numbers to be bearish after the stocks numbers and the acreage numbers on the end of June. So it doesn't look like there's anything potentially too friendly out here, and funds are in control. That's really about it. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.